Coming to you this week from the beautiful city of Maricopa, Arizona, it's the business news headlines for Wednesday, the 15th day of January. And yes, it's warm here, not to rub it in. In the headlines today, the trade deal and agriculture. It's a story. No joy in Toyland, says Target. GM adds more temp workers to the regular full-time role. Tesla batteries and China. Yeah, we'll talk about that. The office issue nobody wants to discuss is on tap today as well. Plus, Creighton Cox from the international construction company, Turner Construction, talks with me about that industry from local to national. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. The Business News is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease. And yeah, we are stationed in Maricopa, Arizona. That's just outside of Phoenix. We're here all week on assignment. We will have some reports from this adventure a little bit later on in the week. Once again, thank you, Hunter Pease, for doing that intro. And by the way, you want to reach out to us on Twitter, you can do that. We are at IOB_NewsHour, not to rub it in. It was 73 degrees just a bit ago. I know, right? Well, today, with much fanfare, President Donald Trump signed the Phase 1 deal with China. When the ink went to paper, the markets shot up, only to tame later in the afternoon. One of the issues seems to be the $95 billion in agriculture products China is supposed to buy from the United States. The sticking point seems to be a large amount of skepticism over the purchases. As a result, most ag markets contracted today as traders look for more details and some action. This afternoon, the National Farmers Union, which represents 200,000 U.S. farmers, said in a statement, quote, "Given the numerous deals that have been reached and then breached in the past 2 years, we are also skeptical. And without more concrete details, we're deeply concerned that all of this pain may not have been worth it," end quote. China pledged to buy a total of $32 billion in agricultural products over the next 2 years, while it will also, quote, strive, end quote, for another $10 billion. However, the terms of the latest deal don't specify how much of each product China will buy. It also didn't have details on whether the Asian nation will lift retaliatory duties that it imposed on American products like soybeans and liquid natural gas as part of the tit-for-tat tariff war. National Pork Producers President David Herring said in a statement, quote, "While China's Phase 1 commitments are welcomed, U.S. pork exports continue to be suppressed because of the country's 60% punitive tariffs. In order to fully capture the benefits of this deal, we need China to eliminate all tariffs on U.S. pork for at least 5 years." Stay tuned. You know, when Target released sales figures for the holiday season, the company saw its stock go down. The reason? Well, sales were not as high as expected. Today, the retailer reported its toy sales were about flat over the 2019 holidays compared with the prior year, though it said it continued to gain market share in toys based on data from NPD Group. Target shares fell by more than 7% on that news, while the report sent Walmart stock down by more than 1%. Toy maker Hasbro's shares dropped by 2.5%, while Mattel's stock tanked by more than 6%. Target's struggles in toys appears to be part of a much bigger set of problems that the industry is facing. While retailers during previous holiday seasons benefited from hot toys like the Hatchimals and Fingerlings, or popular entertainment property, 2019, that toy year buying experience, had neither of those things going on. Some folks in R&D need to get busy, it would seem. Meanwhile, the only true winner this holiday season was Amazon, which continued to grow its share of toy sales. The e-commerce site announced the day after Christmas that it had a record-breaking holiday season and said toys was a popular department for shoppers, although it has yet to disclose any financial figures for the period. General Motors delivered on one of the key promises made in its labor contract that ended a 40-day strike in October by giving 1,350 temporary staffers full-time status. Temporary workers were a sticking point in labor talks between the United Auto Workers Union and GM last year, and one of several reasons the union walked out for almost 6 weeks. GM had more than 3,000 temps before the strike and is now bringing many of them on board permanently in 14 plants across the United States. So why was it such a big deal for the UAW? Well, the matter was a fairness issue for workers, says the union, since temps who had worked at GM plants for several years make less than $19 an hour were doing the same work as full-timers, being paid between $28 and $32 an hour. In another automaker story, we turn to Tesla. Tesla may be the single largest beneficiary of a provision tucked into the trade deal between the U.S. and China. As part of the accord that was signed today, China will import more energy storage systems and parts from the U.S. this year and next. Tesla's Gigafactory in Nevada is by far the largest battery plant in the United States, representing 42% of nationwide production. According to data from Bloomberg, that's big, and no other manufacturer in America comes close to its capacity. While most of Tesla's batteries go into electric cars, the company has been expanding its business of building massive battery packs that can store electricity for large-scale power grids. Tesla's newly opened Shanghai Gigafactory will play a major role in the effort. Well, Wall Street rose today but gave up most of their gains at the bell. The Nasdaq closed just above the flat line at 92.58. The S&P 500 gained 0.2 and ended the day at 32.89. And the Dow gained 90 points or 0.3 to close at 29,030. At its session's high today, the Dow was up by 187 points. The reason for the afternoon downturn seems to be concerns about the just-inked first phase of a trade deal with China. Many trade watchers have pegged the deal as fragile and said that additional levies might be implemented. And finally, there is this. LinkedIn today had an interesting topic, one it says few of us talk about, and that is body shaming and work. It seems that weight discrimination is legal in most states, and the workplace is a common setting for such bias, according to research from the University of Connecticut's Rudd Center for Food Policy and Obesity. The result of this bias? An increasing share of the U.S. workforce has been shunned and perhaps may not be advancing as rapidly as others who are not overweight. At issue is that many believe that if you are overweight, that you're just lazy, have lots of health issues, and lack self-control, just to name a few. Not true, say the experts, and now you know. Coming up next, a conversation with a friend of the broadcast, Creighton Cox. He is the business development manager for the internationally known construction company, Turner Construction. Join us as we talk about projects, area communities, jobs, and more. Where is construction headed? We ask that question of Creighton. And that's next.